As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I always enjoy my conversations with Jim LaValle. He's a wealth of information, a great communicator, clinical pharmacist, author of many books, including one of your main books is the Metabolic Code book, right? Is that still in print?
Yes, it is. Version 2 coming out, 2.0, be coming out this over the next 4 to 6 months, and I'm real excited about that.
That's a book that helps people interpret their blood tests, right? Is that the main thrust of that book?
That one is Your Blood Never Lies.
Okay.
That one's called Your Blood Never Lies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a useful guide to, lab tests and their implications. He's also a board-certified clinical nutritionist and a heart health expert. Today's theme is about how to prevent cardiovascular disease. Getting in early makes a lot of sense. You can shut the barn door after the horse gets out, but it's less effective than what's called primary prevention, which is getting ahead of cardiovascular disease. And all right, Wakanaga, big company. They have the wherewithal to undertake big research projects. They got a new study. So debut that for our listeners. There's a press release as of this year.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool study. This was done in Brazil. And what they did was they grabbed people with what's called uncontrolled hypertension, meaning, and with uncontrolled hypertension, you're already on medications and it's not doing too good a job,
right?
And so they gave aged garlic extract or chiolic, and that what they found, it was a 12-week study, and this is pretty interesting to me, I mean, because this was the biggest I've seen the numbers on this to date. It was a 12-week study, published in the Journal of Functional Foods, and they divided the 19 participants between the ages of 19 and 59 into two groups. One was given just 1.2 grams of aged garlic extract. And I know Dr. Hoffman and you and I are big fans of this stuff. We take more than that.
Yeah.
But in this study, they gave
2.4 is what I would prescribe for somebody who has pretty serious cardiovascular risk.
Yeah, same. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And in 4 weeks, they found that the patients taking the aged garlic extract had an 18.6-point reduction in systolic blood pressure.
That's the first number.
Yeah. And a 10.6-point reduction in diastolic blood pressure. And then they followed them further on. At the end of the 12 weeks, they had still sustained an average of an 18.1 drop in systolic blood pressure. So, I mean, those are amazing numbers. And, they looked at dietary intake in the individuals, and, B9 and B12 was good. But there was also a modest effect on LDL cholesterol. I look for aged garlic extract, not as much for dropping your cholesterol, like a red yeast rice really drops your cholesterol.
Yeah.
I like it because it remodels that cholesterol, right? You get more of the friendly LDL and you reduce the bad LDL. And they also got a little bit of reduction in blood sugar as well, which makes sense because as you raise adiponectin, your insulin receptors will work better.
Mm-hmm.
And So, you know, well tolerated. And I think this is an amazing research project that once again showed, because most of the studies would show around an average of a 12-point systolic drop in blood pressure. But this is the first one I've seen with such a dramatic drop in blood pressure.
And you know what's interesting about this study is sometimes because of the preeminence of pharmacological medicine, you know, and that model of treating things, sometimes they'll test supplements, for example, in cancer, as like a last resort. They'll say, well, we tried everything. We tried chemo. We tried immunotherapy. So now we'll give you fish oil, or we'll give you, curcumin or something like that. And I go, how do you expect that these patients with the most resistant form of cancer, after failing all these conventional therapies, are going to show some benefit? But in this case, obviously, these people with poorly controlled hypertension, they were probably on the most aggressive therapy that didn't even properly control their blood pressure. So the suggestion is that, you know, the magnitude of this effect might be even greater in people who are, you know, maybe just before they require medication. Is that a fair conclusion?
Absolutely. And in fact, if you look at the study, they actually laid it out. You know, they said 89.4% of the participants were taking 1 to 3. I don't know how you have 0.4% of the participant, but now leave that to the scientists, right?
Yeah.
But they were taking 1 to 3 drugs. A diuretic was 42%, angiotensin 2 blockers, 84%. Mm-hmm. And the most common prescribed were the antihypertensive drugs. Mm-hmm. And they were also on hypolipidemics, 10%.
Yeah.
Almost 16% were on diabetic meds and 5% on antidepressant meds. That's quite a soup.
Yeah. And
right? It's a lot of meds.
Yeah. And I recall some of the fish oil studies failing to show a benefit because people are already so heavily premedicated with statin drugs and all kinds of different things. And so, again, what do you expect from a mild natural agent on top of these powerful pharmaceutical drugs? So I think that this is kind of a, you know, I've tried to explain it to our audience about, you know, how these studies are generally conducted. And I think that this is, because of the way they did this study, I think a very, very significant finding.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, they looked at the, you know, the whole aspect of nitric oxide synthesis and how, you know, the SLL cysteine helps with nitric oxide production. And, you know, that the reality is for people that are on these amount of medications, and, you know, you've been around these enough, that you don't feel good when you're on a bunch of antihypertensive meds. Typically, you're going to feel sluggish. If you're on it with statins, you may be having some muscle pain, some myopathies. So it's not like your quality of life is where you want it, even though it is in a certain way helping to save your life because it's keeping you from having uncontrolled hypertension. But at the same time, isn't it a great thought that I use something like Kyolic, and maybe I'm able to get off of one or two of these meds because of the effectiveness of the Kyolic, and my quality of life goes up because I'm not in a polypharmacy event, you know? And they didn't correct for their diets, and they didn't put them on anything else rigid. They just gave them this. And that's what I've always liked about the scientists at that designed the studies for Wakanaga is that, you know, it's like, hey, take this on the coronary artery calcification studies. It was simple. The placebo was someone on a statin and aspirin. The active group added garlic. And when you added the garlic, the plaque formation went down by 77%. Pretty straightforward. I look at this in the same light. You're on uncontrolled hypertensive. You're on a battery of medications. We add one thing, aged garlic extract.
Yep.
And we see this dramatic effect. And I think, you know, it's amazing to me that I really believe that everybody should be taking aged garlic extract.
Yeah,
I honestly do, because I think it's probably, along with magnesium, just as a core nutrient that people just don't get enough of in America because they don't believe in eating greens other than pickles, you know, on their sandwich or if they're fried. But, you know, when you think of this, this is it's the number one killer. And I don't know another dietary supplement that has over 900 publications or that continually invests in doing new research to kind of unlock the further value of this natural compound that because of the aging process, it changes the property of garlic. So, your listeners out there, don't think that you could just eat garlic and get the same effect.
Exactly.
Or go buy garlic oil pills, which are cheaper. You might be cheaper, but I always tell people garlic oil pills are good for one thing. Put a hole in it and saute your eggs in it or your vegetables. Squeeze it out. Have yourself some nice garlic oil, right? But it's very specific. Like, this is the only type of garlic that is shown to have these wide reaching effects on your cardiovascular system. So, I really believe that, as it being the silent killer, our number one killer, it starts earlier in life. I mean, my son's 24 and he's been on aged garlic now for 3 years. And I continually reinforce it to him that stay on aged garlic if you do one thing, and luckily he has the lifestyle of exercise. He's got his master's in exercise kinesiology and human performance. So he's a believer, right? He gets it, but I really believe it's that important of an ingredient.
Well, what's interesting also in the study, as I look at it, is there was actually a trend towards even greater benefits in those taking aged garlic extract who had adequate intake of vitamins B9, that's folate, and vitamin B12.
Right.
And actually, one of the cardiovascular formula, I believe, has both aged garlic, I don't know which number that is in the series of the Kyolic offerings, but
I believe that's 109, but I'm going to double check it right now.
Okay. Like love potion number 109. Okay. So the B9 and B12 are methyl donors, and what they do is they address homocysteine, which is another cardiovascular risk factor. And maybe methylation plays a role in protection as well. So, other synergistic,
really important, actually.
Yep.
Think of how many people come in. I know for me, a lot of people come in with elevated homocysteine, and we know that elevated homocysteine is associated with heart disease, dementia, and kidney disease. You got all three of them, and so it's pretty darn important that you realize that, because you got to check those things, right? People should be getting their blood tests regularly, looking at things like homocysteine, C-reactive protein,
LDA.
So that hey, am I in early stages of inflammation?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? Because I think a lot of people just don't do that.
Yeah. And actually, the pharmaceutical industry is very aware of this, and they have pharmaceutical fixes. For example, they're going to have drugs that are RNA interference drugs that work on LPA. They have just actually authorized colchicine, which is an ancient drug used for gout for the treatment of high C-reactive protein. But there are, short of that, there are natural ways to address these problems. And that, I think, should be our starting point. And, perhaps if for some reason we can't make these numbers budge, then maybe you're a candidate for the medications. Let's talk about a suite of cardiovascular preventive nutrients, because I think if you had to put it all into a Kyolic formula, you'd have a kind of a pill the size of a hockey puck, right? You need some other things.
Yeah, I think that, it all starts with, I think aged garlic extract is super important. And you mentioned vitamin K2. I really believe K2 is an incredible nutrient that people should be taking because there's so much. In fact, there's a really good product that they make called Heart, Bone, and Immune Health.
Hmm.
And it's interesting because it's got fish oils in it. So you've got EPA and DHA, clearly a part of cardiovascular health. It has folate and B12 in it. It has vitamin K2 in it. So you've got K2, D, B6, folate, B12, aged garlic extract. And so, you know, really interesting. That's a newer formula from them.
That must be a multi-pack.
Heart, bone. Because
the fish oil's got to be a standalone, and then there's some tablets with it or other capsules?
It's all in one. It's stabilized within the fish oil.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty innovative.
It is pretty innovative. And so that's an interesting formula. But, you know, I have to say, you know, obviously to me, you know, what a lot of people miss on heart health is magnesium.
Yeah. Definitely.
And it's incredibly important that people get magnesium. And in fact, I can't think of many people that I don't give magnesium to, because if you're exercising a lot, you get rid of it. And if you're not exercising a lot, more than likely your diet's not that great and you're probably not getting it. And the nutrient density of our food, even when we buy organic, it's not like it used to be. We don't have that deep topsoil that was rich in trace minerals that were bioavailable like we did, say, 50 years ago, right? I mean, you know, we still have our RDAs based on the numbers on foods and soil that were grown in the 1940s. Mm. I think when you begin to look at, and if I had to think of another category, like the family of either pomegranate or grape seed extract, pomegranate really good in, at least in one study, in women with small vessel disease, pomegranate really promoted small vessel health in those women. And of course, more women die of heart disease postmenopausally than men do. Partly in fact, you know, due to the fact that when they lose estradiol, they start making more pro-inflammatory glycans in their cell instead of anti-inflammatory glycans in their cell. And they've actually shown where you give estradiol back to women who are postmenopausal and they stop making pro-inflammatory glycans and start making anti-inflammatory glycans again. So there's this interesting side note, but you start thinking of the phenols, like the proanthocyanidin family, which act one as antioxidants, and more importantly, nourish the arteries and help with vessel pliability. Fish oil is incredibly important. Vitamin K2, incredibly important. Methylation, so making sure you've got those B vitamins and keeping the homocysteine down. I think, we could go on and on the value of, you know, what you might need to take, because the way I look at heart disease is that it builds because of lifestyle issues, meaning that, you know, the relationships between cortisol and insulin and glucose and thyroid hormones start to get disturbed as people either get under stress or, you know, there's nothing that plaques your arteries more than postprandial hyperglycemia. So if you're a sugarholic, you're going to be plaquing those arteries at one point because you spike your blood sugar. And then, of course, as you get under more stress and you start to disrupt the gut immune interface, you know, you talk to integrative cardiologists, they feel like they're more gastroenterologists, right? Because they know there's a strong correlation to the inflammatory compounds that get released in the gut when it's too permeable. And you're making a compound called lipopolysaccharide.
It's like the gut-heart connection.
So that's a biggie.
The gut-heart connection.
Big gut-heart connection there. Absolutely. And that's why people should take fiber. Helps to keep that lipopolysaccharide under control. And actually, it's interesting. The GLP-1s, which of course is the darling of the world right now, depending on which blog or podcast you want to listen to, it's either the nemesis or the darling. But GLP-1s bind to lipopolysaccharide and it make them inactive. It's kind of interesting that a side benefit to that category of drugs is that it's helping to neutralize lipopolysaccharide. Wow. Now,
that's interesting because I thought that the whole heart benefit was that you lose weight, you're less diabetic, you lower your blood pressure, but there's actually a direct impact on these harmful chemicals that are released from the gut into the circulation, the lipopolysaccharides.
Absolutely.
That's a
now,
clinical.
Now, interestingly, one of the really cool things about aged garlic extract is is that it acts as a prebiotic and it nourishes the microbiome and improves the microbiome, which is probably another mechanism because of its reduction in lipopolysaccharide, right? Because you're nourishing the microbiome, things aren't dying off in the gut, the bugs aren't dying, they're not releasing the lipopolysaccharide as much. So now all of a sudden, aged garlic may have another mechanism that is related kind of the immune regulation from the gut perspective because of the nourishment of the microbiome. And it's really fascinating, you know, when you start to really dig into it, because, you know, obviously taking a probiotic would be good. You know, we could go that far and say that. And, you know, and even my comment earlier on the glucosamine, you know, they found out when people were taking glucosamine for their joints, they weren't as prone to heart disease. And why? Because the glycosaminoglycans were helping to, you know, nourish the inner lining of the artery, known as the glycocalyx, keeping it protected.
It's so, a collagen really and connective tissue, and that may also be why taking glucosamine chondroitin, not just beneficial for your knees, but also for your skin, and wrinkle reduction, and so on. I wanted to ask about, you know, one thing that sometimes concerns conventional doctors when people are taking anything that smacks of a garlic supplement is the blood thinning effects. And is that a concern? I mean, say you're taking aspirin, or say you're taking Eliquis, or even Coumadin. Is there a potential interaction? Or say you're contemplating surgery, you know, where bleeding might be an issue. How does that come up as a potential yellow flag?
Yeah, that's great. That's a great question. Actually, they've studied aged garlic with blood thinners, and they see no change in INR. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the time that they look to clot, right? So there's no interaction, no interference if you're on a blood thinner and you want to take aged garlic extract. I always tell people, if you're going into surgery, stop taking your stuff, a couple weeks before anyway, just to be safe.
Yeah.
But there's nothing there where you need to be concerned. But the interesting thing on aged garlic is, even though it doesn't affect INR time, your blood's less sticky.
Yeah.
So you're reducing that inflammation effect on your blood so that it's flowing more freely. And I'll tell you the most interesting thing was, I would look at people's blood when they would come in, you know, put a finger stick and look at their blood under the microscope to see whether they had sticky blood, right? If their red blood cells were all stuck in what was called rouleau, right? Yeah. A long chain of red blood cells. And I would give them aged garlic. I'd have them come back in 4 weeks. I'd stick their finger, and lo and behold, no more rouleau.
That's very convincing.
And there's nothing seeing that, right?
Yeah, that's a great teachable moment when patients can see under the microscope a very, very tangible impact of taking a specific supplement. That's nice. I also wanted to ask, you know, these days, you know, smoking is discouraged, and, you know, fewer people are smoking. But more and more, especially kids, are vaping. And, of course, pot is legalized, and so people are smoking a lot of pot. And, you know, pot is not tobacco. But what's the impact on cardiovascular risk? I have some concerns for future generations because of the prevalence of the use of these things.
Well, we know that whether it's vape or whatever you're inhaling, you know, it's probably going to lead to cardiovascular complications at some point. You're going to damage, you know, your arteries and your microcapillary system. And, you know, the interesting thing that they even studied in smokers was that aged garlic extract actually helped. And this isn't for me saying this to promote people that, hey, you're allowed to keep smoking, just take aged garlic. But you and I both know that for a lot of people, until they make that decision, I'm ready to stop smoking, it could be a 10-year journey.
Yep.
Why wouldn't we want to protect their arteries and you know, protect their heart directly, and recommend giving aged garlic extract, which has been shown to be protective for smokers, and against the oxidative damage that occurs due to smoking. And of course, all the other compounds that come out of, you know, if you're actually smoking cigarettes, the tars and all the other stuff that's in chemicals that are in that. And so, you know, aged garlic has value there for someone because, you know, it may take 10 years before they decide to quit. You don't know. They may never quit. And so it's very hard, you know, for them to stop. And so let's support them. and let's nudge them in the right direction. And at the same time, you know, they're hearing it from multiple people that they should stop smoking. So it's, I'm totally on board with, you know, hey, let's keep you as healthy as you can until you can make that big decision.
Indeed. And, you know, you're a parent, so, you know, we know that cardiovascular disease begins early. Do you advise screening kids at a certain age or adolescents or 20-somethings? Or, you know, when should you take a real close look at some of these cardiovascular risk factors? When is it too early, or what point is optimal?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it's hard because now we've got this whole generation of type 2 diabetics in pediatrics, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and, you know, and we have an obesity problem in our ped population, and, you know, they're going to get a blood test somewhere. So, you know, if they're 12 years old and, you know, they're really overweight and, you know, they're eating a lot of sugar, I mean, yeah, let's screen them. Let's find them early. I mean, obviously, once you're an adult, find out what your lipids are doing. Find out where your cholesterol is at. Find out where your C-reactive protein is. The earlier that you can address that, the better off you're armed and equipped to correct for it. So, you know, obviously, when I wrote the book, Blood Never Lies, it's because I'm a big believer that people should take blood tests and find out how healthy they are or not, right? Like, and why not catch it and start to work at it?
Indeed. And that's our take-home message. And, you know, when I talk to you, I always expect a very comprehensive discussion, and I always expect to learn something new from you. And once again, Jim LaValle, you have delivered. So thanks very much. I'm going to give out the information. Yeah, it's always great. Let's give out the information once again. It's K-Y-O-L-I-C, kyolic.com. For information, or you can call them 1-800-421-2998. You can buy it directly from them, or they can tell you where the retailers are. You can also ask them, they have helpful people on the line who can help you select among their different formula options. And they're also available to local natural health retailers nationwide and online. They're one of the biggest, most reliable brands. Around since when? You know, how I can't remember when Kyolic wasn't available during my 40-plus year career, right?
It's been around 50 years.
Yeah. So it was around when I started, and they just keep on rolling, doing great research and continuing to churn out fabulous products. So thanks very much for joining us, Jim. It's always a pleasure. And Jim, give us information about how people can find out about your resources.
Sure, they can go to jimlaval.com, or if they want to look at what I'm doing in social media, if they go to Instagram, the real Jim LaValle, not the fake, but the real Jim LaValle, they can look at me there.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure that we'll have an opportunity to talk to you later this year about any new developments, because they just keep on rolling. Thank you so much.
I look forward to it. I always love our conversations.
Indeed. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their health care professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.